I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today. We'll see a high near 55 degrees. A group of state lawmakers and anti-abortion groups are suing the state. They're trying to block a new law that would allow state money to pay for some abortions. Brian Mackey has more.
The law extends coverage for abortion to the Medicaid program and to health insurance plans for state and university employees. The lawsuit argues the legislature did not properly approve money for this purpose. Peter Breen was an anti-abortion lawyer before becoming a Republican state representative in 2015. He wrote the legal brief.
Should we be funding in the next year those elective abortions that are so controversial when we don't have money to fund core government services?
The Office of Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says it will defend the law in court, but otherwise declined to comment. A hearing is set for next Thursday at the county courthouse in Springfield. I'm Brian Mackey.
The proposed repurposing of the Illinois Youth Center in Murfreesboro is taking longer than originally announced. Back in October of 2016, Governor Bruce Rauner said he wanted to reopen the center as a life skills and reentry facility. He expected it to open in about 6 months. 13 months later, the facility remains shuttered. Rauner was asked about it during his visit to Southern Illinois this week. He said he doesn't know when it'll reopen, but as far as he's concerned, the sooner the better.
They don't want to give you an exact date, but I'm pushing as fast. I want it open yesterday, so I'm going to push as much as I can.
Rauner says he blames a lack of movement on state's bureaucracy. The governor says it'd be an important economic engine for the region and keep communities safer by helping offenders get job skills and treatment for addiction or mental health issues. A Central Illinois math teacher who helped subdue a freshman student who shot another student is being honored and talking about her actions. The Illinois Education Association yesterday said because of Angela McQueen's quick response to contain the shooter at Mattoon High School, only one student was injured. The Journal Gazette in Mattoon reports McQueen told the IEA that during the moment she didn't really think. She says her reaction was, quote, almost like the mama bear instinct. In a video of her IEA interview, McQueen said the student fired a couple of rounds before she was able to force him to point the gun upward toward the ceiling. McQueen was honored at the high school by state police, the city of Mattoon, and the school district. SIU's campus will screen a new production where students and faculty and the community can relive the recent eclipse. It's a part of a film produced by SIU students. Physiology major Marsha Kuhlman and radio, TV, digital media major Malia Bailey will screen their documentary 238, A Glimpse into the Eclipse. Bailey says it originally started as a 2-minute piece, but mushroomed.
Every single person that we spoke to did not have the same event that they experienced.
The screening starts at 7 o'clock this evening at Morris Library. I'm Jennifer Fuller.